In this bulletin, the United Nations calls for restraint from Iran and the United States following Iran's shooting down of a US drone, a Melbourne man arrested in a counter-terrorism operation, and in rugby union, sacked Wallaby Israel Folau starts a public donations page to pay for his legal case against Rugby Australia. With the latest SBS News, I'm Greg Dyer. The United Nations is urging Iran and the United States to show restraint following Iran's shooting down of a US drone. The unmanned surveillance drone was on an information-gathering mission over the Gulf of Oman when it was shot down. Iran claims it was flying over Iranian territory at the time. The United Nations' Stephan Dujarric says the UN Secretary-General is calling on both sides to avoid doing anything to escalate the situation.
He's very concerned about this latest development, about the shooting down of the drone. He has warned against any escalation, stressed that the world cannot afford a major conflict in that area. I think it's important that all parties exercise maximum restraint and avoid any action that could inflame the situation.
US President Trump believes the incident was a mistake and the result of human error by a member of Iran's military. A Melbourne man has been charged after allegedly planning to travel overseas to engage in hostile activities. The 29-year-old was arrested by counter-terror police at his Roxburgh Park workplace yesterday. Victoria police say no further arrests are expected, but the investigation is ongoing. Labor leader Anthony Albanese says his party does not intend to support the coalition's repeal of the so-called Medivac Bill. The legislation, enacted in March, allows refugees or asylum seekers in offshore detention to come to Australia to receive medical treatment if a panel of doctors deems it necessary. This week, the federal court ruled doctors could assess people without seeing them in person, angering the coalition, which did not want the bill passed. Scott Morrison's government plans to repeal the legislation when Parliament resumes in July and is calling on Labor's support. Speaking on the Today Show, Mr. Albanese says the bill simply allows refugees and asylum seekers to get the medical treatment they need.
You can have strong borders without being weak on humanity. This legislation, Peter Dutton said, the world would end. There'd be hundreds and hundreds. Remember, 700 people would be coming here in a matter of weeks. It didn't happen. It hasn't led to a crisis. It's working. It's working as it should.
Jeremy Hunt admits he's the underdog in the contest to become Britain's Prime Minister and leader of the Conservative Party. After five rounds of party voting, Mr. Hunt and Boris Johnson are the final two candidates. The former Foreign Minister and ex-Mayor of London, Mr. Johnson is the clear favourite, having led all party votes and campaigning since Theresa May announced her resignation. In the most recent vote, Mr. Johnson received 160 votes, while Mr. Hunt only received 77. Mr. Hunt is unwavered and says he believes he has a chance.
Well, I'm the underdog in this race. I've been the underdog right from the start, and I like to prove people wrong. And the way I'm going to win this race is by showing that the best way to Brexit is by sending the European Union a Prime Minister that they will engage with, a tough negotiator, someone who has a bottom line and won't give up until I get what is right for our country, but also someone who's prepared to walk away.
The Conservative Party's 160,000 members will decide the leader, with the result expected on the 22nd of July. In rugby union, sacked player Israel Folau is seeking money from the public to fund his legal case against Rugby Australia. Folau's contract was terminated in May after he published posts on social media deemed homophobic. Now he's set up a GoFundMe page to raise the $3 million he says he needs to cover his legal cases against Rugby Australia and Rugby New South Wales. Speaking on Radio 2GB, Folau says the court case is about standing up for his Christian beliefs, which he doesn't believe he should have been sacked for.
My principle and my faith is what's driving me from the get-go. And my faith is what defines me as a person. That's who I am. My identity is found in my faith. And, you know, that's the whole reason why, you know, I'm wanting to stand up and fight this. You know, the goal for me is to stand up for the word of God.
The 30-year-old argues he and his wife have already spent $100,000 of their own money on Rugby Australia's internal tribunal processes. We'll now look at the weather across Australia. Perth mostly sunny and 22. Adelaide partly cloudy, 14. Melbourne showers easing and 13. Hobart a shower or two, 11. Canberra mostly sunny, 12. Wollongong mostly sunny, 15. Sydney much the same and 16. A late shower or two in Newcastle, 16 degrees. Brisbane a possible early shower, 22. Cairns sunny and 26. And Darwin a sunny day at a top of 30 degrees. I'm Greg Diet, and this is SBS News.